This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Bests, the best of the best show. And you can find out more about the best show over at thebestshow.net. It airs live every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Standard Time. And if you're new to the program, this show, these are little bite-sized bits and greatest hits type samples of what we do every week. So if you like this, maybe you check out the full show. And if you want to support The Best Show, we have a Patreon set up over at patreon.com/thebestshow. That is how you support the program. It is listener-sponsored now, and you give what you can, and we appreciate it. And there are prizes and benefits at all different levels of giving. So again, go to patreon.com/thebestshow and support the show. And now please, without further ado, check out this episode of Best Show Bests. Best Show.
Yes, hi, is this Tom Sharpling?
Yes, this is Tom.
Happy birthday!
What was that? Who is this?
Not who is this. What is this?
What is this?
It's your birthday, Graham. Your drumogram.
It's a birthday drumogram.
Yes. Yes. Uh-huh. Let's see. It's from here's the note. Best wishes, buddy. Darren Ploppleton, keep rocking.
Okay, Darren, yes. Is a guy who I work with.
Yes, he sent you a drumogram.
Uh-huh, a drumogram.
Yes.
I've never heard of a drumogram.
Oh, it's only the coolest new thing ever. You've heard of singing telegrams, right?
Sure, of course.
Well, this is like that, but with drums. Did you enjoy my rendition of the Beatles' hit song, Birthday?
That's what that was?
Yes!
Okay, sure. I did enjoy it. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
Well, I didn't, but it's Kiku.
Kiku?
Yes.
What kind of name is Kiku, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I don't mind you asking at all. It's actually made up.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My real name is Mort.
Okay.
But how not cool a name is that, right?
Uh-huh.
And Kiku sounds like I could be an Indian or like a Zulu warrior or something, right?
Sure. Okay. That's Kiku. So it's like an amorphous, not Mort type name.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mort's not a fun name.
Sure. How old are you?
I'm 32.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, Mort is I can, yeah, that's a pretty unusual name for somebody who's like under, I don't know, 70?
Well, my parents were both 70 when they had me.
They were both 70.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're in the Guinness book.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
So, are they still with us?
Yes, Yeah.
Uh-huh. So they're both 102?
They are. They're in the Guinness Book for that, too.
Uh-huh.
For having kids oldest for that, and also drinking the most beer in one sitting.
When did they set that record?
They were in their 60s.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So you've got a very Guinness-centric family.
Yeah, do you know what kind of beer they were drinking?
What?
Guess.
Guinness.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can sing pretty well, too, right?
Yeah. Well, in terms of the drumming there, Mort, I mean, Kiku.
Show me some respect.
Sure. I know. I couldn't help but notice you kind of, I guess to put it politely, kind of petered out there down the home stretch.
Yeah, I know. Look, this is actually my first week on the job, and you're only my fourth ever call.
Oh, well, really?
Yeah, and this gig is harder than I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
That was my easiest call so far because the drums on Birthday are pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But earlier today, I had to do a drumogram for some other guy's birthday.
Yeah.
And I had to play Iron Maiden's Rime of the Ancient Mariner. And I had to pretend I had flagrant diarrhea to get out of it.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like a 14-minute song.
It is, too, yeah.
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 Uh-huh.
Not a fun song either. I only have like a quarter of the tom-toms needed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's hard to pull off.
Very hard. But you know what? I wouldn't be in this boat at all if the Warthogs hadn't broken up.
Uh-huh. The Warthogs.
Yes.
Who are the Warthogs?
My old band.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We played post-1983 Dee Dee Ramone songs only.
Huh. So that's a pretty narrow...
It is, yeah.
Catalog for a band.
Yeah, but it's good stuff. You know, Warthog, Crummy Stuff, Weasel Face, Too Tough to Die. Drop my sticks.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Any other songs you do in the Warthogs?
Why do you ask?
I mean, so you just did those four.
Oh, no, we did more. We did, let's see, Eight Man Hop. Someone's at the door.
Uh-huh.
They're making sad faces at me. What else do we do? Don't Bust My Chops, Worm Man.
Squeaky chair there, Kiku.
Pardon me?
It sounds like you got a pretty squeaky chair there.
I do. Yeah, I keep dropping things. I have to bend over, and it squeaks like that. You hear it?
Like if Larry David heard that chair, he'd probably say it's pretty, pretty squeaky.
He'd go, pretty, pretty squeaky.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty squeaky. What else did we do? We did Funky Guy, Planet Earth, 1988, Chinese Bitch, Eat That Rat, Freak of Nature, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Some real kind of key catalog.
Absolutely.
Songs. Yeah.
Yeah. And that stuff's pretty easy to play.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay. And the Warthogs, you guys did well enough to make a living?
Oh no.
Uh-huh.
No. That's why I need your help.
Okay.
See, I'm on the balls of my ass here.
Ugh.
Don't you love that term?
No.
I love it, and I see it more and more every day.
That's the first time I've heard it. I don't
Google
like it. No.
It's out there. People are saying it left and right, and it's so great.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't like it.
No. Well, look, anyway, so I'm going to lose my job if I don't do any better.
Okay.
And I have a massive family to support. I've been a very naughty boy.
Uh-huh.
I've got 17 kids all under the age of 8.
17?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I have to get better to support them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you'll help me out with this, you can kind of help me practice. I'm going to play some drum things, and you tell me if you recognize them, because if you can recognize them, that means I'm doing well, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so here's one, okay? Do you recognize that?
No.
It's Born in the USA.
Okay, I guess.
Okay, how about this one? Wait.
Is that, you know, the immigrant song?
Yeah, and that's the best I played it. Wasn't it great?
Well, I mean, it's I see what you're going for.
I could have gone for at least 5 more seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the song goes for a lot longer than 5 more seconds.
How long does it go? I never listened to the whole thing. A minute?
It's like, you know, it's like a 4.5 minute song. Four minute song.
That's hard to do with your foot when you're sober.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, how about this one?
Is it, it sounds like it could be either Watching the Detectives.
Or what?
Or Poison Arrow by ABC.
Who?
Poison Arrow by ABC.
No, I was playing 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Oh, okay. Now I'm with you on that.
Oh, man, I thought I was doing good. All right, how about this? Ow, wait, ouch, ow, I got both of them. Ow. Did you know what that was?
No.
That was It Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Okay, I didn't get it. I didn't get that one at all.
I wonder if we're going to keep this job or not.
It's tricky.
It is.
Maybe... I don't want to tell you what to do. I don't know how hard do you think it would be to get the Warthogs back together?
Very hard.
Really?
Two of the other guys are dead.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to get into it.
Yeah.
I might be responsible.
You might.
Might.
Okay.
Let's change the topic, okay?
Let me just ask you, and I'm not putting any judgment on this.
Oh, no, okay. This is going to hurt my feelings.
Well, considering that you're alive and the other two guys aren't, I think you need to get past that.
Okay, but do you think I need to get legal representation?
I'm only going to ask you, look, you answer it or don't answer it.
Okay.
What is the percentage that you might actually be involved in their death?
I'm going to follow Skrillex's lead and say, I don't think I can talk about this because it might get me in a whole heap of trouble.
Skrillex said that?
Yes, from Big Pharma. What's his name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The guy that jacked up the price of that drug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, his name's not... That's not Skrillex.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes.
That's Martin Scarelli or something like that.
No, you're thinking of Martin Fry from ABC, who you previously mentioned.
Yeah, no, I'm not thinking
What are the chances that Martin Fry or ABC has been mentioned twice on your show in one night?
It's probably a pretty good chance, as Larry David would say.
Pretty, pretty... unusual. Yeah. No, pretty, pretty... The odds are pretty, pretty slim.
Uh-huh. All right, well, the odds are pretty good, actually.
Oh, yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, Mort.
See, I'm not good at math either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Mort, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, here's what I hope you can tell me.
What?
I heard this Bee Gees song on the radio the other day.
Yeah.
And I can't find it anywhere. Maybe you can help me with it?
Okay. I can try.
From what I remember, it goes something like this. Hang on. I wish I kept it in my pants the night you asked me to dance, but now we're married and I'm singing the blues. Our behavior that night was scandalous, and I jumped out your window sandalless because your boyfriend came home early from church. Do you know what record that's on?
I don't No, is it not on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack?
It might be on Coke Spoon.
Wait, what's that?
On Coke Spoon?
Is that
the one that's got the Coke Spoon on the cover?
With the lady laying in the Coke Spoon.
Yes, Lady Coke Spoon.
Was that their mascot, Lady Coke Spoon?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was her name. I know that cover.
Oh, yeah, Lady Coke Spoon. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is, I guess if Larry David was talking about it, he'd say...
It's pretty... No, you do one.
I'm not... I don't have it down the way you do.
It's pretty... Funny. Cool. Was it cool? I can't remember. It was cool, right? It's pretty cool. And if you were here, you'd see I'm scratching my chin every time I do it. Pretty cool.
For a second, I wasn't sure if that was Larry David or
not. Oh, hang on.
You guys be quiet, please! Please! Stop!
Oh, it's my turn to watch the kids.
Yeah?
They're so loud, yes. And this is them on, like, three, too.
So those are your kids?
Those are my children, yeah. Yeah, some of them are monster babies. Hold on. Stop it, you guys. Come on. Quiet. Quiet. Please. Oh, thank you. Yeah, some of them are monster babies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. Here comes one now. Hey, you little stinker. Ah! Ah!
Wow. That's wild stuff. As Johnny Carson would say. Wild stuff. That is weird. Thanks again for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes of Best Show Best. And of course, much thanks to Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, of course, John Worster. Who else? Marcia Neumeier, and you, the Best Show listener. Thank you. And if you like this, check out the full show every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. to midnight at thebestshow.net and support the Best Show, patreon.com/thebestshow. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.